Going towards Cape Town this morning, and on the line I have Mom Shanaz Schnell, mom of baby Akifa. We got this letter in about this family and about the challenges with baby Akifa, but I'm going to let Shanaz tell you in her own words. Good morning, Shanaz. Hi.
I'm good, and you?
Right. All right, thank you. How's the Western Cape this morning?
It's nice weather today.
But I believe that, you know, the circumstances there obviously could have been a whole lot better. And the reason I know this is because Ina Peters sent us this letter to Good Morning Angel to tell us about baby Akifa. She was born last year in the lockdown, right?
Yes.
With some serious challenges. Tell me about little Akifa.
She has a heart problem. No? She only have like they explained it to me, she only have one heart chamber on the right side of her heart, which is it's a little bit bigger. The other three didn't develop. It was like it collapsed, actually, in my pregnancy. And they asked me to remove baby, and I wasn't. I said, no, I'm not going to remove baby. I'm able to give birth to her. And I'm like, please, if God decide of taking her at that stage. And then I gave birth to her, and then she was there. They sent her from Tigerberg to the cross, and from there we was there for a quite 2 or 3 months. She went for tests and stuff like that. And then they told me that her heart is very, very critical, and there is nothing they can do much for her because due to the abnormality in the heart. So if they're going to do an operation on her, she's going to pass away immediately.
She won't make it.
Yes, that's what they told me, even though, even on my day when I gave birth, they said that baby's dying inside of me. And then I said to that doctor that in Tigerberg that God has the last say. And then he went away from me. He said he's going to come back in an hour's time. And then after 10 minutes, I spoke to one of the nurses. I said, if my baby is dying, if she is dead inside of me, something is moving here. And in the 2 or 3 minutes, baby was born. And then she breathed completely on her own, didn't have any oxygen.
Yes. Nice to show.
And then after that hour, the doctor came. And then this doctor was going on like, hi, boy, how can that be happening? You. The baby was then dying. And I said to him, once again, God is the last say. And then last year, November, the doctor asked me, does she get any seizures? Then I said, I don't know if this is a seizure. I made a video that I can check. And then I took her into Red Cross, and then they kept her in for a week. But they can see where she's suffering this from. It's from the heart, where they say there's one vein that comes out of the heart, which the oxygen has to feed the whole body through. Mm-hmm. And that is where she's going like that. She's going in that kind of like a seizure where she's struggling to breathe. She doesn't get, and now it's going so much worse that she's going in for an hour. She's struggling to breathe, and we have to talk to her. Like my motherly words is like, it's fine, Akifa, mommy's here, everything's going to be fine. You know, the soft words, and that is like calming her. And for me, it seems like it's a whole hour that she's suffering, and she's getting it 3 to 4 times a day. And sometimes it comes in the night, in a sleep, and then, so I'm sleeping one eye open and one eye closed at this moment, and she's 10 months old, yes.
Sure. It's a whole lot of strain. Now, I believe that this Ina who sent us the letter to Good Morning Angels, she found a doctor at the Heart and Lung Foundation in Sunninghill, Johannesburg.
Yes.
That will assess Akifa free of charge, which is amazing. But obviously you're in the Western Cape. So the good news is we've arranged for you for return flights between Cape Town and Johannesburg.
Thank you so much.
So tomorrow you're going to come up, and then this doctor will see the baby and see if we can do anything for little Akifa. And then from our fund, we also will put 10,000 rand towards extra expenses there for you just to make the trip that much easier for you.
Yeah, much appreciated.
So here's hoping for the best. I mean, you know what? It's just a story of determination. Funny enough, het jy nie laat gaan nie?
No.
You've got your faith. You are absolutely determined. I hope and believe that you will get the opinion and the help that you need here in Johannesburg. And all the best. We'll see you this side tomorrow, okay?
Thanks so much. I really do appreciate it.
You're most welcome. Look after yourself. Take care, hey?
Thanks so much.
Good job, angels. Good job.
Jacarin FM's Good Morning Angels with Martin Bester.